This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:35 a.m. You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Shazana Mokhtar with Wang Xiaoning and Mark Tan. We're turning our attention up north, though, for the next segment, because following its win in the Thai general elections, the Move Forward Party has formed a coalition of 8 component parties and now needs to secure enough votes from the military-appointed Senate to elect Peter Lim Jaroenrat, the leader of the Move Forward Party, as Prime Minister.
The Thai Election Commission has until July 13 to certify the official election results, followed by the first parliamentary meeting within 15 days of the official results to elect the President and Vice Presidents of the National Assembly. Once voted and endorsed by the King, only then can the Prime Minister form his cabinet. This process is expected to be completed by early August.
But already there are talks of internal rifts between component parties. Factions in the Pheo Thai Party, which were founded by the former Prime Minister Thaksin, are calling for the party to break away from the Move Forward coalition. And additionally, Peter Lim Jaroenrat, have I got his name right, is under investigation by the Election Commission due to his ownership of shares in a media company. So what are the challenges facing this government in waiting, and how will they, no pun intended, move forward?
Well, we have Dr. Greg Raymond, senior lecturer at the Australian National University, on the line to find out more. Greg, good morning. Thank you very much for joining us. So at this stage, what are the chances of Peter Lim Jaroenrat getting the necessary votes to become prime minister and form a government? And how do you think the choice of component parties in the coalition will sway the way the Senate votes?
Yes, I must admit, I don't feel particularly optimistic at this point about the potential for the coalition, and particularly Move Forward and Pitar, to gain the necessary support from the Senate. The Senate is still relatively opaque. Not many of the senators have come out and made public comments, but amongst those who have, we see the same sorts of sentiments that we've heard for a long time, that they view Move Forward as a party which wants to eventually overthrow the monarchy, that the monarchy is essential for protection of Buddhism and protection of Thailand. And so they cannot tolerate the idea of even some reform of the lese majeste law. So we're hearing various numbers about how many senators might come across, but it seems unlikely that it's going to be the 63 or so to get to 376 votes in the joint sitting. So I think at this stage I have probably, I would give him a less than 50% chance, unfortunately. Mm. I don't think it's really the other parties in the coalition which are as troublesome as Move Forward, because it's Move Forward that is presenting the two strongest challenges to the two most powerful institutions in Thailand. The lese majeste law would reform the way the monarchy is handled within the Thai political system. And also Move Forward wants very much to embark on a program of very substantial military reform, including getting rid of conscription, looking at the defence budget, looking at defence governance overall. So that makes Move Forward the party that is that the establishment is most allergic to.
Mm. Okay, so you say they have less than 50% chance, Move Forward, to form the government. Then what's next? What's going to happen?
Well, the process would be the party with the second most votes, and that's the Pheo Thai Party, would be given the opportunity to try and form a coalition. And well, this is where there's a lot of speculation about what sorts of deals Pheo Thai might be entertaining, might already be negotiating. They are denying very strongly that they're involved in any secret deals and that they are still firmly behind the so-called Democratic Coalition. But we're seeing small signs. For example, Thuisin, one of the leaders, Setha Thuisin, recently met Apirak in London at a soccer match. Now, that might be quite innocent, but in Thai politics, these meetings often stand for a lot. And that party Barak heads the Punjai Thai Party, who have over 60 votes, if I recall correctly, and they could be a quite valuable coalition member. They won't go into coalition with Move Forward because of the lèse-majeste law proposal, but they could go into coalition with Pheu Thai. And there's also the continuing rumours that Palang Pracharat might also go into coalition. So this would be seen, I think, quite badly by the electorate and the voters. And I think if Pheu Thai does this, they may be damaging their longer term prospects, because if they make this compromise with the Conservative, particularly a military proxy party, they may be on the same path to a deteriorating vote, the same path that the Democrat Party's taken.
Okay, Greg, is there any timeline in which a government must be formed? I mean, we did say it should ideally be sorted by early August, but is that really the case? Because it sounds like there's many permutations and the maths in terms of who, the maths don't add up. I mean, there's just not enough votes to go, seats to go around to have a clear majority.
Well, really, with the Senate, I mean, if you consider this 250 Senate voters, the military proxy parties already have, in theory, if they had all the 250 senators vote for them, Prayutto or Prawit could actually become prime minister. The problem with that is that they would be a minority government. They would be subject to no confidence motions. They would find it difficult to pass legislation. So much better to become a majority party. And I think they can do that if they get Pheu Thai and also Punjai Thai Party. So no, I don't think it's impossible, but it will have quite serious consequences for individual parties and their long-term standing. Mm. And also, I think we could anticipate perhaps a very strong backlash. We could see protests if Move Forward aren't given the opportunity to form a government. Of course, the establishment has stared down these protests before, and I'm sure they're prepared to do it again.
So, Greg, you know, the coalition seems to be in a bit of a transition and there's lots of negotiations. So one of the negotiations that have been taking place is the House Speaker, and that's already allegedly sparked a lot of conflict within the existing eight parties, right? So how strong is the commitment among the parties to work out their differences, and what should be their main priorities be at the moment?
Well, I think it's unprecedented the degree to which they have shown a will to cooperate, a will to come to consensus. The MOU that they produced is, a precedent in Thai politics. They were also, very strong in the initial days after the poll to come together and, make this public commitment, which wasn't simply about sharing out apportioning, the spoils of the victory. They were very much, it seemed to me, kind of ideologically committed. But yes, the length between the poll and actually taking office is very long, and one might say absurdly long. I don't know of any other country that does this, has this 2-month hiatus between the poll and then the process to actually form the government. And I think into that sort of vacuum, inevitably there are rumors and potential disagreements. I mean, with Move Forward, there are people in that party or behind that scenes of that party who have watched Pitar's success with a degree of mixed feelings. And I think for Tanaton, General Rungit, and his former colleague Biabut, I think it's been quite difficult for them to actually see this, and they're excluded because they were banned in 2020. So I think there's a lot of emotions swirling around at this particular time. And I think some of that has spilled over into this acrimonious, disagreement about the speaker position. But I think overall, it's been, a pretty powerful display of, these parties that are committed to getting the military out of politics and having a more democratic set of institutions in Thailand.
Greg, thanks very much for speaking to us. That was Dr. Greg Raymond, Senior Lecturer at the Australian National University, giving us just a rundown of things that have happened since the Thai elections took place and what the progress is in actually coming to a new government. Still a little bit of ways to go, and we really don't know what's going to happen next.
2 months. That's how long you have to wait, right, before the government can be formed. In the meantime, all these negotiations going behind the scenes, because you do need a certain number of seats, 312?
376 for a majority government,
yeah, yes.
And less than that will be a minority government, which would just further prolong this instability in a way.
The other thing that Greg highlighted is that all this might actually, if there is impasse, will then protesters come back onto the streets, which we have seen many times in Thailand's history.
We'll keep an eye on what's going on there. It's 7:47 a.m. We're going to head into some messages, but we'll come back to discuss how Malaysia is doing in the tourism recovery since the reopening of borders. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.